Blog Talk Radio.
Like the city-state of London and the Vatican, a third city-state was officially created in 1982. That city-state is called the District of Columbia and is located on 10 square miles of land in the heart of Washington. The District of Columbia flies its own flag and has its own independent constitution. Although geographically separate, the city-states of London, the Vatican, and the District of Columbia are one interlocking empire called Empire of the City. The flag of Washington's District of Columbia has three red stars, one for each city-state in the three-city empire. This corporate empire of three city-states controls the world economically through London's inner city, militarily through the District of Columbia, and spiritually through the Vatican. The Constitution for the District of Columbia operates under a tyrannical Roman law known as Lex Fori, which bears no resemblance to the U.S. Constitution. When Congress passed the Act of 1871, it created a separate corporate government for the District of Columbia. This treasonous act allowed the District of Columbia to operate as a corporation outside the original Constitution of the United States and outside of the best interests of American citizens. A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been and still is a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the First Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like king or prince or baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is the government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words, "In God we trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He and his elected officials work for the corporation, not for the American people. Since the United States is a corporation, who owns the corporation of the United States? like Canada and Australia, whose leaders are prime ministers of the Queen and whose land is called Crown Land, the United States is just another Crown Colony. Crown colonies are controlled by the empire of three city-states. At the center of each city-state is a towering, phallic-shaped stone monument called an obelisk that points skyward. In D.C.'s city-state, the obelisk, known as the Washington Monument, was dedicated to Freemason George Washington by the Freemason Grand Lodge of the District of Columbia. The secretive Brotherhood of Freemasons laid the Washington Obelisk cornerstone in 1848 and contributed 22 Masonic memorial stones. 250 Masonic lodges financed the Washington Monument obelisk, including the Knights Templar Masonic Order. At the heart of London city-state is a 187-ton, 69-foot-tall Egyptian obelisk called Cleopatra's Needle. It was transported from Egypt and erected on the banks of the River Thames. In Vatican City, another Egyptian obelisk towers high above St. Peter's Square.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
God, salam, salam. Hope everybody's day is going beautiful so far. Good day, good day, good day. Nothing but prosperity. Yeah, but we here upon Historical Monday, right? And I hope everybody loves the clip. I had to play that clip first. You know, normally I try to play music, you know, just to soothe the mind first. But I feel like I needed to play the clip.
Uh-huh, honey.
Just, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah. Clip speaks for itself. I had to do that one because, you know, I'm a melanated brother, as you can hear from my voice, you know. So a lot of things that we do say might be taken out of context and be assumed by other people as hearsay or, you know, I'm not gonna believe you because of how you look or how you sound, type of thing. But that's why we come with the proof, the evidence. On top of the evidence, we make sure that, you know, that video, that audio was coming from a Caucasian. Right, because, you know, some people just believe it when they come out of their mouth. So, it's another little evidence right there. But they also reference sources inside of that audio clip talking about different documents. If you didn't hear the documents, go back in the archive and go ahead and listen to it, so you can cite it yourself. Yeah, so this historical Monday, the United States Corporation, that's the name of this show, so let's see, let's go ahead, let's just hop straight inside the private chat. Go check it out. And I normally don't say the sources like directly, because we have an inside the private chat, and anybody who's trying to join the private chat can email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. But I'm gonna cite everything so you guys could look it up too. Make this very easy. All right. Hold on, God.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Yeah, what's going on with God? Hey, man, just in this traffic, man, in this traffic.
Being
the world, man, being the world.
Yeah, how's the weather over there?
Oh, man, it's sunny. It's sunny where I'm at now, man. I'm out in Alabama, so yeah, it's really, really nice, man. Pretty warm outside. Okay. How about where you at?
It's raining a lot. You know, we have that little tropical storm coming this way.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah. I know my cousin was telling me he was headed out to Miami, man, and it was a lot of rain where he was out in Georgia. So yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Not getting hit too bad, is it?
Nah, not too bad. It's just a good thing. We should still be able to operate and everything today.
Just, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, man. In the chat, man, I was just tuning in with you, man. What was the show going to be about?
Oh, yeah. So we just announced that the show is going to be about... this one is called the United States Corporation.
Okay.
So, just play the clip, the audio clip. You're going to have to probably go back in the archive to listen to that one. Them, you know, explaining a little history upon the United States itself and how it's pretty much controlled by the Vatican and still under the control of London.
Right.
And district and through and directly through, you know, District of Columbia.
Right.
Yeah. But that's a good little clip, though. I ain't going to lie. But other than that...
I'm going to definitely have to go back through and listen and check it out, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm in the back, man, and, you know, shit, I'm going to be listening to the reading, and, you know, I'll just jump in whenever I got something to input.
All right, back on, for sure.
All right.
All right, so yeah, let's go ahead, go into the private chat. When we go into the private chat, we're going to click on, normally we go over the etymology, right, first. So we're going to do something a little different. We're still going to go into etymology, but just so things can kind of, because I don't want people to get lost. I could jump around a lot, and I tend to do that sometimes, but I'll try to keep things, like, chronologically inside, you know, chronologically in order, just so people can see, like, the connections, and the, when I do say definition, they don't get lost and be like, damn, what was the definition of that again? So, we're going to click the link here. It's called Cambridge.org, and Cambridge is spelled Cambridge.org, and this is a university. It says Cambridge University Press. And you could go up in Google right now or whatever search engine you want to go through. I go through DuckDuckGo personally. You go ahead, you type in, is the U.S. government a corporation? The corporate origin of modern constitutionalism. And then you just type in Cambridge.org or Cambridge at the end of it. And you should see that pop up. And you can also type in this too. David Cifley, which is DavidCifley. So that's the source where it's coming from. All right, now it says the abstract. Let's read the abstract. The abstract. The U.S. Constitution is best understood not as a social contract, but as a popularly issued corporate charter. Let me get the music playing. But as a popularly issued corporate charter, the earliest American colonies were literally corporations of the crown. And like all corporations, were ruled by limited governments established by their charters. From this, Americans derived their understanding of what a constitution is. The written charter of a sovereign that ordains and limits a government. The key Federalist innovation was to substitute the people for the king as the chartering sovereign. This effectively transferred the governance technology of the corporation to the civil government, including the practice of delegating authority via a written charter amendment and judicial review. Federalists used these corporate practices to frame a government that united seamen, irreconcilables, a government energetic yet limited, Republican yet mixed, popular yet anti-populist, using a corporate solution to the problem of arbitrary rule. Leading founders considered this new government a literal chartered corporation of the people. Right. So this little article they have, right? It literally says in the beginning, the U.S. Constitution is best understood not as a social contract, but as a popularly issued corporate charter. Corporate meaning, you know, business. Then after that, the second sentence says the earliest American colonies, or aka the 13 colonies, were literally corporations of the crown. And like all corporations, were ruled by legitimate governments established by their charters. So that I just wanted to go into that so people can be like confused, right? They're going to be like, yo, what do you mean the United States is a corporation? It says it right there from the beginning, from when it came here as a colony, right? It was a corporation. So for those who might say, but we are not the colonies, you know what I'm saying? When you say we, you got to be more specific. But let's go back into the private chat. I don't even think I got this one inside the private chat. So I'm just going to my search engine, and I will type in the 13 colonies. Let's see. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and copy and paste this inside the private chat so that we have it there and everybody could go ahead and look at it as well. read along. All right, and it says, and this is Wikipedia. You know, Wikipedia got its own sources at the bottom, and you can also fact check or truth check. And it says, the 13 colonies, also known as the 13 British colonies, the 13 American colonies, or later as the United Colonies, were a group of British colonists. No, it were a group of British colonies on the Atlantic coast of North America, founded in the 7th and 18th centuries. They began fighting the American Revolutionary War in April 1775 and formed the United States of America by declaring full independence in July 1776. So, they saying that 13 colonies was the ones who formed the United States of America. So let's see something else. Let's go ahead and search up the United States. So I'm going to go inside my search engine again, and I'll type in the United States of America. So I typed in that, and now I hold on. All right, we're not gonna go into that one, because I was just basically gonna say, because then I'll have to go read all of this just to find where they tell you that the United States is the 13 colonies. But I'll just leave it up to the people listening to go ahead and do their research, even though the 13 colonies just literally said that that's who formed the United States of America. So it's still one and the same. But let's go ahead, go back into the private chat. Since we got that one out the way, we're going to go into the etymology dictionary. So inside the etymology dictionary, the first word we have is municipal. Well, let's go to municipality, actually. Let's go to municipality. M-U-N-I-C-I-P-A-L-I-T-Y. And it says, municipality, noun, town or city having corporate privileges of local self-government. 1789, from French, municipalité, from municipal, see municipal. Right, and it said, like it says, you know, it's the town or city having corporate privileges of local self-government. Self-government. And it also says corporate. So a corporation of local self-government. I just got to emphasize those things so you could put like two and two together. Now we're going to go into municipal. All right, municipal, M-U-N-I-C-I-P-A-L, adjective, of or pertaining to the local self-government or corporation of a city or town. 1540s, from French municipal, from Latin municipalis, pertaining to a citizen of a free town, also of a petty town, provincial from Municipium Community, Municipality, Freetown, City whose citizens have the privileges of Roman citizens but are governed by their own laws. Let me read that part again. City whose citizens have the privileges of Roman citizens. And it's why you're going to see they use like Roman Latin when it comes to inside the courtrooms and stuff. You can use like Latin. They say Latin is a dead language, but it's still used inside the courtroom. But we gonna go into that in a whole different show too. And it continues to say, from municips, native, citizen, inhabitant of a free town. The second element is cyper, combining form of caper, assumed take, from pyru cap to grasp. The first element is from manus, plural, manua. Service performed for the community, duty, work, also public spectacle, paid for by the magistrate, gladiatorial, entertainment, gift, from Old Latin, monus, service, duty, burden, from Proto-Italic, money. Monos, duty, obligation, task. From pyru, may, to change, go, move, with derivatives. Give me 1 second. I think someone had to thaw. Nah, that ain't nobody had to thaw. It's mostly upstairs. Yeah, my fault, guys. Let's get back to it. It says to change, go, move with derivatives, referring to the exchange of goods and functions or obligations within a society as regulated by custom or law, as cognate in related senses, divine, list, Sanskrit, many, revenge, avastan, many, punishment, castigation, Old Persian, Ya Mani, power of revenge. Middle Welsh, Tramu, to cross, pass. Old Irish, Mon, value treasure. Welsh, Mon, value. Luthanian, Menes, exchange. Old Church Slavonic, Mena, exchange, substitution. Gothic, diamonds. Old High German, Geminis, common. And Municeps, is one who takes an obligation. Communist, who partakes in the duties divine. So, yeah. That was the municipal. That was a municipal, actually. Not municipality, but municipal. But it also says, like the self-government, it also says free town. City whose citizens have the privilege of Roman citizen, but are governed by their own laws. And the thing is, like, they are governed by their own laws, right? The United States Corporation is governed by its own laws. It's the Constitution or Charter, right? So these are documentations of not only a regular corporation but a trust. So gotta look into some of these things just to identify what I'm saying. But let's go ahead and go inside the private chat again. Well, actually, yeah, let's do this last definition, then we're going to go to the break because we're coming up on that half an hour mark. All right, and then the next definition is corporate, because, you know, we just went over municipality, and it also talked about corporate inside of those. All right, so it says corporate, adjective, early 15C, United united in one body, constituted as a legal corporation, as a number of individuals empowered to do business as an individual. So, different states or states of doing business as one state, United States, right? In early use, often of municipalities, from Latin, corporatus, past participle of corporer, make or fashion into a body, furnish with a body, also to make into a corpse, kill, from corpus, genitive, corporis, body, from pi root, body, form, appearance. The past participle, corporatus, also was used as a noun meaning member of a corporation. And it says, in reference to any body of persons united in a community, from C-1600, related corporately, corporateness. And we used to have like a lot of definitions when we used to scroll down, but for some reason, they don't be showing like definitions at the bottom anymore, which is weird. But, you know, it's all good. Hey, let me hear that whole joke. But yeah, that was the definition of corporate. Know a number of individuals empowered to do business as an individual. So a group of individuals could do business as one. A group could do business as one. So let's see. That will be the We will be going to the break. Yeah, we will be going to the break, but we'll be right back after this. Peace.
Life changed when you famous. I remember back before the chains, we was nameless. Went through stages just to hop on new stages.
Open up your eyes, man, they only entertain.
And I cannot sell my soul. And I cannot sell my soul. And I cannot sell my soul.
Jesus saved my soul.
And I cannot sell my soul. I've been at the top shining like a light pole. And I'm just a pride of good, whatever I was raised in. Money sanctified, so I gotta say it again. They said I was mad at the Grammys, but I'm looking at my Grammy right now. Put up on yay. I said they don't understand me, I just want my dog to pipe down. Cause when you really came from the trenches, you was raised in the trenches. You felt like you trailblazed for the trenches. I hope God can forgive me for the days that I was sinning. The truth is only what you get away with, huh?
You already lying here.
I say the truth is only what you get away with, huh? Hey, that's why a lot of these be faking, huh? Made it through the trials and tribulations.
Well, here goes. I was one of them weirdos of the pure soul that would go to the flea market to buy fake clothes. Every color jabos, every color is cold, every cousin is stole. Every summer was cold, out of all of the molds, out of all of the folks, after all of the jokes, I'm the one that was chose. All of my friends love the gangbang. How we in my car and you say we ain't in the same lane. When we both had pellies on and we was scamming for the prime before Chief Keep was bang bang. Always had mob ties, sit on my 6 points, how could I not rise? Love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, but I'm not five. This outside, and we outside. 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 For all the guys, I went to the White House and set free the old man. Every day I put my life on the line to feed the whole clan. Personal worth is not what a person is worth. I could give a dollar to every person on earth. Man, it's gotta be God's plan. Man, I swear these boys keep playing. We gon' have to square up then. We gon' have to send it up then. We gon' have to send it up then. We gon' have to send it up then.
We gon' have to send it up then. We gon' have to send it up then. My favorite place to send it. It ain't how it used to be. Just a new me, so get used to me. It ain't how it used to be. It's a new me, so get used to me. Looking in the mirror is the truth for me. Looking at my kids is the proof for me. Devil get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. Father, Holy Spirit, let loose on me. Father, I'm yours exclusively. Devil get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. Father, Holy Spirit, let loose on me. Father, I'm yours exclusively. Devil get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. Devil get behind me, I'm loose, I'm free. The truth is only what you get away with, huh? I say the truth is only what you get away with, huh? That's why a lot of these be faking, huh? Made it through the trials and tribulations, huh?
Oh, oh yeah, yeah. The truth is only what you get away with. Can't get away. Oh, no.
Good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Line to the gods, we back from the break. For all those who just joining in, we just went over a few definition, municipality and corporation. And today is Historical Mondays. We catching up. The United States Corporation is the name of the show today. You have any input or anything so far, Gart?
Yeah, you know, well, not so much just input. I really had a question about those 13 colonies. So it was reading that that was the
the founding of the United States of America. Is that correct? So is that
right?
How
that's correct.
Yeah. So that's how the United States of America was formed and stuff, right? So is that where we get the Constitution from?
Correct. We got the Constitution from it actually was the Articles of Confederation at first.
Right.
That was known as the actual first Constitution, and that was held written up with the Iroquois.
Right.
Confederate.
Right.
You know, the people who was already
right.
here type thing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But they end up, you know, trying to form the United States of America for them, because remember, things already existed here, like different tribes and clans and families was already existing on this land before they even came. But they had to make it a corporation or a municipality for them to actually do business over here.
Right.
And that's
right.
what they came, 13 colonies literally came here as a corporation from the very start.
Right.
Remember, they came here for all the, you know, how we got the soil and everything for farming purposes and trying to gain different parts of land, honestly. It's secretly for land. And they know this place was like the garden. They call this place like the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
They know this place
was
very special.
They figured out ways to set up their corporation and actually stick around. It's kind of funny that, you know, a lot of these people went into the into adopting this full corporation throughout each state. You know what I'm saying? We all fell victim for what they had in store. You know, it's pretty odd, man. You know what I'm saying? Because like you say, we all were free. We were a free state. You know what I'm saying? America was it was considered the land of the free. You know, and it seems as if we're all just being governed by this entity.
Yeah, by contracts, though. You know what I'm saying? Like contracting, remember, could be done in two ways. Where it's about I would say three actually. So it's, you got the verbal agreement, right? Whatever you say could be used against you. That's your verbal contract. So if you say you are a U.S. citizen, people ask you for your identity. They have to, like, sometimes if you leave your ID at home, shoot, they ask you, like, what's your name? So they could look you up or whatever, just to see if they already have a contract with you. So they going based off your words. So you got the hearsay. They going to go with that verbal. Then second, you got the normal way. The best way they could get you is the written way, where you sign in tickets, you sign in any type of document dealing with them, contracting with them in general, anything. Applications, all signature, anything that you put your signature on. Then the third way is acquiescence, where you don't have to say nothing. So even if you don't say nothing, you still could create a contract. So that's three different ways. You could say something, you could not say something, and you could say something in writing.
Right.
So yeah, it's like, it's, you see how much angles they could come at you? So you got to be active.
For sure.
You
got to
be active. Because if you don't do nothing, it's like you still fall into that category no matter what.
That's
so it's like you. Exactly. Your silence is the agreement.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. But I thought we had to bring this show up. I know when we first started off the podcast and everything, we talked about, you know, the book We the Corporations, but and how they even said that, you know, this was a corporation for when it first came. But I know a lot of people are not going to go back in the archive deep, so we should have made this like a whole separate show. And, you know, we was doing 3-hour-long shows, and people in here really got that patience, that time, that attention span sometimes. It could be either or. So just put this one into a little show to connect the dots in a way.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the better, I mean, the more we do, the better we get at it, man. That's for real.
Oh, yeah, for
real.
Sure. For sure. But let's go ahead and get into the private chat so we could kind of connect the dots with the rest of these references, sources, and codes.
All right. I'm on route.
All right. For sure, guy. All right. So we hop back inside the private chat, and we're going to go to this one where it says district. Turn it down. All right, we're going to see where it says District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. And you can type that in, District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. And it says the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871 is an act of Congress that repealed the individual charters of the cities of Washington and Georgetown and established a new territorial government for the whole District of Columbia. Through Congress repealed the territorial government in 1874. The legislation was the first to create a single municipal government for the federal district. All right, and then it got where you could click municipal government. I click municipal government. It says municipality. A municipality is usually a single administrative division having corporate status and powers of self-government or jurisdiction as granted by national and regional laws to which it is subordinate. The term municipality may also mean the governing body of a given municipality. A municipality is a general purpose administrative subdivision as opposed to a special purpose district. All right, so that was municipality. Municipality when I click municipal government. And it says federal district, right? Let's see what a federal district is. It says a federal district is a type of administrative division of a federation, usually under the direct control of a federal government and organized sometimes with a single municipal body. Federal districts often include capital districts, and they exist in various federations worldwide. And let's go to administrative division. Administrative division, administrative unit, country subdivision, administrative region, subnational entity, as well as many similar terms are generic names for geographical areas into which a particular independent sovereign state country. See, and it says sovereign state, and it got parentheses country, so every state is a country. It's divided. Such a unit usually has an administrative authority with the power to take administrative or policy decisions for its area. So, and it says usually the countries have several levels of administrative divisions. And we're going to see what levels of administrative divisions they got. It says the common names for the principal largest administrative divisions are states, subnational states rather than sovereign states, province, lands, oblasts, governance, cantons, prefectures, counties, regions, departments, and emirates. These, in turn, are often subdivided into smaller administrative units known by names such as circuits, counties, comarcas, rayons, județ, or districts, which are further subdivided into the municipalities, communes, or communities, constituting the smallest units of subdivision, the local governments. So we're not going to go too deep inside the administrative division, but administrative is just like relating to the running of business, you know, like a manager, administration. So let's get out of there. That was the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. So we're going to go to this next link that says Organic Act. And it says, in United States law, an Organic Act is an act of the United States Congress that establishes a territory of the United States and specifies how it is to be governed, or an agency to manage certain federal lands. In the absence of an organic law, a territory is classified as unorganized. And it says the first such act was the Northwest Ordinance, passed in 1787 by the United States Congress of the Confederation. Under the Articles of Confederation, predecessors of the United States Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance created the Northwest Territory in the land west of Pennsylvania and northwest of the Ohio River, and set the pattern of development that was followed for all subsequent territories. The Northwest Territory covered more than 260,000 square miles and included all of the modern states of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, and the northeastern part of Minnesota. The District of Columbia Organic Act of 1801 incorporated Washington, D.C., and placed it under the exclusive control of the United States Congress. The Organic Act for the territory of New Mexico was part of the Compromise of 1850, passed September 9, 1850, primarily concerned with slavery. The act organized New Mexico as a territory with boundaries including the areas now embraced in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern Colorado. And they have a link at the bottom of here that says list of organic acts. Right, it says the Northwest Ordinance, the Indian Territory, the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1801, Organic Act of 1804, Michigan Territory, Illinois Territory, and it goes on. It goes on. So definitely check those organic acts out. Let's go to the one that says, because I seen it had another link at the bottom of here. Alright. So I click the district. Nah, because we just read that one. The Organic Act. Give me one. Thank you. I'm trying to see where it said. District. Mm-hmm. All right, this what I was looking for. I'm tripping. So it says, when you scroll down on Wikipedia, you're going to go all the way down until you see the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. That's under the tab that says List of Organic Acts. And when you see that part, you're going to see it says the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. Amalgamated Anacostia, Georgetown and Tenleytown to the city of Washington, and consolidated the county of Washington, city of Washington, and District of Columbia into one governmental unit. So it says one governmental unit, right? So let's go into the private chat. You're going to see another link that says about governmental unit. And you can search this code up. This is a U.S. code. So it says under Title 11 U.S.C. Section 101-27. Then you're going to look at for 27. It says the term governmental unit means United States. It literally told you the governmental unit means United States. And it still carry on to say other words too. Let's read. State, commonwealth, district, territory, municipality, foreign state, department, agency, or instrumentality of the United States, but not a United States trustee while serving as a trustee in a case under this title. A state, a commonwealth, a district, a territory, a municipality, or a foreign state, or other foreign or domestic government. So a governmental unit is dang near almost anything. It's a municipality, it's the United States, it's a district, it's a territory, it could be all of those things. And that's where they use things to confuse you, because they can use it interchangeably. You don't know when it's dealing with the state countries, and you don't know when it's dealing with the municipality corporation. It's meant to confuse you. So this is another code we're gonna search up, right? It's 28 U.S.C. subsection 3002 definitions. And in this definitions, you can scroll down to the number 15. You scroll down to the number 15, it says United States means a federal corporation. First thing it tells you, a federal corporation. Next it says B, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States. Right? So that could be an entity of the United States. So they make corporations within the corporations. And when you start to study how this corporation really be moving, you're going to notice it's corporations within corporations within corporations. Like, it's all corporations. And it says C, an instrumentality of the United States. And that was the end for that definition. So let's go ahead and go back to the private chat real quick. And I got this. And if you go onto like SunBiz, right? I got a link in here that says SunBiz. And I see a lot of brothers and sisters been talking about this like years back when I was in it. And if you go onto SunBiz, which is the corporation, the division of corporations, you can look up corporation names and you type in United States. When you type in United States, it says Florida Profit Corporation, United States Corporation Company, document number 100009, FEIEIN number 13-614-9455. And it tells you the date filed, which is 7-15-1925. State is Florida, and it still says it that it's active. Yeah, it still says that it's active. That's a package. So, and you could go deeper into that and look at the files and see who all was in it. Yo, give me 1 second. Yeah, my fault. I fuck God. But all right, so yeah, you could go ahead and look into that to get a little deeper. See that they use the corporations in different states as well. You can search your state up and you're gonna see United States, but in different, bro, it's all kind of different corporations within that. So we're gonna go into this last reading. I don't think we're gonna get too deep inside of this one. It's called educatedinlaw.org. That's the source. Go ahead and look it up. And then I'm going to scroll down. And it says, let's review the article of Confederation, which we're going to do a whole show on this. But it says, as stated in the Articles of Confederation, which is still law, the Confederacy is called the United States of America. And a lot of people was like, nah, Articles of Confederation isn't law anymore, which is still law based on the Supremacy Clause. And we're going to go on breaking down the Supremacy Clause, but we're not going to go into that in this show. You can do your research on it. And we're going to go to, it says Article 1. The style of this confederacy shall be the United States of America. Now, United States is not the same as the United States of America. United States in Congress Assembled, or United States for short, is the federal government. When a firm asks if you work in the United States, the question is really, do you work for the United States, meaning the federal government? As far as I know, in legal, not lawful matters, and for all practical purposes, when this ID identity contacts me, United States either means one corporation speaking to its employees who hold the office of citizen, two, the federal government speaking to its employees, also called citizen. It does not mean the good old U.S. of A. I'm not their citizen, okay? And he goes on to say, like, what he is and what he's not. All right, and then it says, U.S. versus U.S. of A, right there in the code. This part of the U.S. code clearly shows one can be without, external to United States. This is the code part about unsworn declarations under penalty of perjury. And God, this is what we put on, like, remember when we be mailing out stuff, we be putting this right here, which says without the United States, and it's going to tell you why do you put without the United States. And this code, hold on, I'm going to tell you the code is 28 U.S. Code, subsection 1746, unsworn declaration under penalty of perjury. And it says, wherever under any law of the United States or under any rule, regulation, order, or requirement made pursuant to law, any matter is required or permitted to be supported, evidence established or proved by the sworn declaration, verification, certificate, statement, oath, or affidavit in written of the person making the same, other than a disposition or deposition or an oath of office or an oath required to be taken before a specified official other than a notary public, such matter may with like force and effect be supported, evidence established or proved by the unsworn declaration, certificate, verification or statement in writing of such person which is subscribed by him as true under penalty of perjury and dated in substantially the following form. It says, number one, if executed without the United States, I declare or certify, verify or state under penalty of perjury under the laws of the United States of America that foregoing is true and correct. Executed on date, and it says signature. Then it says number two, if executed within the United States, its territory, possessions, or commonwealth, I declare or certify, verify, or state under penalty of perjury that the foregoing is true and corrected, executed on this date, and the signature. So they got one where you could use without the United States, and you could use the one executed within the United States. Which one are you using? It's a choice. All right. And then let's go back to that same reading on educatedinlaw.org. All right, it says the first option says one is without the United States, yet in the statement, one is under the laws of the United States of America. It's right there. It means one is signing not as an employee or territorial citizen of the United States government or corporation, and instead is signing under the laws of the United States of America. Not the United States, but the United States of America. So this should hopefully make it comfortable to say one is not a citizen of the United States, but absolutely carries a passport for the United States of America as a, Why? All right, it says, why was it done? We ain't going to go into all of that, honestly. Not on this show for sure. But yeah, okay, and then this is another one I wanted to touch upon. Then we could end it off with this, really. And this one talks about, like, the statutes. And it says, statutes can be rules of a corporation. That the United States has statutes could be another clue that we are often dealing with a corporation. Statutes are an act of a corporation, per the definition below. Why not just say law if it's law? Well, maybe because it's just an act of a corporation. The word statute will sound less ominous going forward. And it got like a definition right here, right? If you go into the 1828 dictionary, it says statute, an act. And it got the second one says an act of a corporation or of its founder intended as a permanent rule. It's a lot of stuff. I ain't gonna lie. I would love to go into, but we just gonna keep it there. There's so much you could go into to see this. All right, so I'm gonna end it with this. I'm gonna end it with this one. right? Because you got to give proof on proof, bro, and then you got to give sources to back up certain things, because there's going to be people that, well, nah, that can't be true, or it doesn't make any sense. So you got to clear up the air. And this one says, tax code says United States is not always a geographic term. In 26 USC 7701, so 26 USC 7701, the tax code defines United States but says this definition only applies when the term is used geographically. This means other times, and in fact, most of the time, United States does not mean a geographic place. It means the corporation, United States, or the federal government, United States in Congress assembled. Here's the tax code. It says 9. It got the source right there where you could just click it. And it says United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, include only the states and the District of Columbia. When the tax code says it applies to people who work in the United States, they mean people who work for United States. And it got a whole lot of stuff, like good information at the bottom. But we're not going to go into that. It's just about the wrap of the show. Went over about 11 minutes. So we're going to go over U.S. citizens in a different show, just to show how U.S. citizens are slaves. Because, I mean, I shouldn't have just said it out like that, because now I don't like to, for people to say it's like heresy. That's the reason why we had to make this show, because if we come into a different show, we say, hey, you know, the United States is a corporation. And people would be like, bro, you don't make no sense. Now we could just refer them to the show and say, hey, well, check this out. It got the sources listed in there. You go check it out. You tell me what you think. You know? But anyway, yeah, we're going to catch y'all later, man. So, peace to the gods.
Gave me something I don't really feel, but you knew that already. When I found you on the ground, you were just. Now you call me to my yard uninvited. Can you see me on the edge? I'm in love. Put the time on a rewind, yeah. Help me understand, can you tell me now? Why you made a war that we're fighting now? And you fall and you run when you see my big guns. Run around, run away as the rebel comes out. Then you go, call on me when you call me, I come. But then you go again with your death, yeah. Open your mind to the sound of the trumpet. What do you want from a life of the hopeless? Now yeah, you want, you're begging and crying. I want to fly, yeah, I'm flying to Mali. Running away to the land of discovery. Running away from the suffering I'm gone, yeah. Running away from the dark.
all the noise in your feelings. When you speak, all I can hear is silence. Running back from all the pain and violence.